Admittedly, it's a little later in the day than normal that I'm recording this audio boo, but it's probably a good job that it is, because the idea for the post has only just occurred to me. I'd forgotten that I hadn't done one, but as I was thinking about a particular subject, it occurred to me it would make a great audio boo. I was looking through some law websites, and the reason I was doing that is because we've got a new client and I was looking at the different sites that they're in competition with. And something struck me that I've noticed time and time again, and it's probably due to the way that Headscape works. We tend to work within sectors. So we started off doing loads of work within the heritage sector. Then we started doing more and more stuff in higher education than charities. And looking like the way it's going is towards law as well. And the thing you notice when you work within sectors is how everybody copies everybody else. This is a really bad idea. Do you do that? This in your sector? Where do you look for inspiration about your websites? Are you only looking at your competitors? If you are, you're missing a trick. The problem is if you just look at your competitors, then your website is going to end up being the same as all the others. You're not going to stand out from the crowd. You're not going to be different. You're not going to make a mark. Also, if all you do is copy your competitors, then the best you can hope for is to have to be following in their footsteps, is to not make any major mistakes, but you're never going to lead the pack. You're never going to innovate. You're never going to be in front of the competition. You're always going to be one step behind them. So my tip for today is, when you're looking for inspiration, look beyond your sector. Look at what other people are doing in other sectors and see what you can learn from them. That's actually one of the advantages of outsourcing your web design work to an external agency. Sure, there are a huge number of benefits of having an in-house design team working on your website. But one of the benefits of using an external agency is hopefully that agency has got experience in various sectors. In fact, I would say you pretty much need to require that. If they specialise entirely within your particular sector, although it's good that they've got knowledge of your sector, it will bring drawbacks. It'll bring drawbacks because they'll tend to just produce the same kind of work again and again and again. The answer is to find someone that has a knowledge of your sector, but also works across a number of other sectors as well. Then you get the best of both worlds. Anyway, take a look at your site. Take a screenshot of your homepage and take a screenshot of all your competition. Line them all up side by side and say, does your website jump out? I think you might be disappointed to discover it doesn't. And that's something you need to rectify.